Señor Donadon began eating his dinner. And as he did, a commotion erupted at the far end of the hall. A cluster of late arrivals had made a showy entrance involving a flowing white silk scarf and a great deal of glitter. The scarf belonged to a tall, lanky man in a dinner jacket and aviator-style horn-rimmed glasses. He was exchanging greetings with people at various tables. The glitter was his entourage, three beautiful women, one of whom was wearing a sequined body stocking. "They're models or actresses, probably," the woman to my left said, having noticed I was watching. "He's Vittorio Scarbi, an art critic and one of Italy's great seducers, self-proclaimed. He's already written his autobiography and he's only 45, sees himself as a modern-day Casanova. He's very smart and extremely glib. He has a daily commentary slot on television, so he's a famous national figure."
"Ah, the admirable Scarbi," said the man with her. "I wonder if he's still barred from the Courtauld Institute in London. They caught him walking out the door with two valuable old books not that long ago. It attracted a lot of notice in the press, not only because he was an art critic, but because he was also a member of the Italian Parliament. He's in the Chamber of Deputies, chairman of the Committee on Culture, no less. He was at the Courtauld that day to speak in a symposium about painters of the Ferrara school. When they grabbed him, he claimed he had only wanted to study the books and photocopy them. In his autobiography, he said he'd been set up by another art critic who was jealous." Scarbi was walking past, one hand running through his mop of brown hair, the other wrapped around the waist of one of his female friends. The man sitting next to me, eyes on Scarbi, continued talking. Then there was the business about Scarbi and an old woman in a nursing home. Scarbi persuaded the woman to sell a valuable painting to an art dealer friend of his for a mere 8 million lira, $4,000. 3 years later, the painting brought 700 million lira, $350,000, at auction. Then it turned out that the painting had been in storage in a museum in Treviso, which had an option to buy it from the woman. Scarbi, who was working for the Fine Arts Superintendency at the time, had an obligation to inform the museum, but didn't. When the sale was discovered, he was investigated for fraud and for private dealing while acting in an official capacity. The charges were dropped, of course. "I suppose the damage to his career had already been done," I said. "Not really. He's now being talked about as our next Minister of Culture." In my other ear, I heard the word rat again. To be precise, I heard the word pantegana, which is rat in the Venetian dialect. "Rats cannot vomit," Signor Donadon was saying. "They are one of the few species on Earth that are physically unable to throw up, so they cannot expel my poison once they've eaten it. But it's safe to use the poison because if people, cats, or dogs eat even a single gram of it, they vomit immediately before it can do any harm." The woman, who had sworn she would not listen to talk about rats during dinner, had swung back around and was now facing Signor Donadon, completely entranced. "But if hundreds of thousands of rats die at the same time," she said, "won't they decompose and cause the plague?" "My poison dehydrates them," said Signor Donadon, patting her hand in reassurance. "It dries them out, mummifies them, so they don't rot, and there is no plague." "They bite people, don't they?" she said, wrinkling her nose. "The idea horrifies me." "If a rat bit you," said Donadon, "you might not even feel it." "Because I'd be in shock."
"No, you wouldn't feel it because rat saliva contains an anesthetic. One of the government cabinet ministers, Riccardo Misasi, was asleep in bed one night, and he felt his toe itch. The itch got stronger, and when he turned the light on, he discovered his toe had just been gnawed off by a rat." Signor Donadon seemed prepared to go on in this vein for quite a while, but the other guests were stirring. "There's just one thing I wanted to ask you," I said, as I rose to leave the table. "If your poison is as effective as you say it is, why are there any rats left in Venice at all?"
"Very simple," he said. "Venice doesn't use my poison.
The city council always awards contracts to the lowest bidder.
so I don't even bother submitting a bid. I'm prepared to make my contribution to humanity, but, Donadon winked, humanity must be willing to make a contribution to me.